In the letter, Secretary Vilsack says he has serious concerns about NCBA's organizational restructuring as currently proposed and believes it would weaken the firewall between policy and checkoff-funded activities, thereby jeopardizing the beef checkoff program and set a bad precedent for checkoff programs in general. Burton Eller, NCBA's Senior Vice President of Public Affairs and Advocacy Development, disagrees.
Everything we're trying to do here is not weaken but strengthen that firewall. And we have a firewall that's withstood USD audits for 14 years. We definitely, our biggest commitment to the Secretary's office as we were going in here was that we're not going to weaken firewalls, we're going to strengthen firewalls. But we're also going to change our governance structure so that we're more nimble, we're more efficient, we're more effective, and we can get more out of the dollar for the cowboy that we represent.
To ensure proper use of funds and oversight activities, Vilsack said the Federation of State Beef Councils must be an independent organization under any restructuring of NCBA. He added that Federation members must not vote on policy matters, nor be required to purchase a seat to a body that votes on policy. Checkoff funds cannot be used to purchase a seat in any policy organization. Regardless of structure, Vilsack wrote, policy organizations should not be permitted to influence, determine outcomes, or vote on checkoff decisions. Failure to implement all of these firewalls, Vilsack concluded, would raise serious legal concerns as to whether the restructuring complies with the provisions of the Beef Promotion and Research Act and Order. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.